heart wants to sing.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Good evening and welcome. This is the Drive Through Pasta program on this holiday Easter Monday. So glad that you've taken the time to tune in. This, in fact, is a Los Dos Amigos show where I'm joined, of course, with our man from Manchester, Mr. Armitage Shanks, who is broadcasting from his Strangeway Studios located in downtown Montreal. We've got a lot of music lined up for you. Hope all is well with you, sincerely. So let's get things moving right away and send things over to Armitage Shanks.
Hiya mates, this is Armitage Shanks, your man from Manchester, as always bringing you the latest must-hear tracks from the UK and Ireland. And starting off with a new single that's doing quite well. It's rapidly rising, you might say, in the UK. It's called IRL, In Real Life. And it's the title track from an album from a brand new group of three women from Chester, UK. And the group, it's the band name is spelled P-E-A-N-E-S-S, pronounced penis. And yes, this penis is going to be big. I've just got to admit, I have a feeling. This session we're going to hear by Penis. It's only 3 minutes and 24 seconds, but I do feel confident it will bring you, the dear listener, much pleasure. Behold, I bring you Penis in Real Life here on CKUT 90.3 FM, Drastic Plastic.
I'm wide, doesn't feel
He's coming home again. I think he's
Started off the set with some Penis for You. Yup, Penis. That's a P-E-A-N-E-S-S, a group of three women from Chester, UK. Following up with the brand new track, Come On You Know, which is also the title of the album, forthcoming album, I might add, by Liam Gallagher. He will be releasing this album on May 27th. Evidently, it's been pushed back. It was supposed to have been released already. But for some reason, there's a delay. I'm sure it will be worth the wait. And we closed off this set with a band, two women, from Isle of Wight. They're called Wet Leg. Their current single is Angelica. And speaking of albums being released, it was released this past week and jumped in right at number one. To no surprise, because, I mean, it's just, this album is replete with just immensely catchy, cool tracks, and I've been playing many of them for probably the past half year or so on Drastic Plastic, and This was the new one, Angelica. So there you have it. Liam Gallagher sandwiched by penis and a wet leg. And all I know is he's a bit of an oasis in all this. Boom, boom, boom. Anyhow, before I crash and burn further, I will be passing the microphone back to Doug Ford. So stay tuned.
On public transit, I wear my mask. I do it for others, my family, friends, and people in my neighborhood. I do it because we all have a role to play for our community and those we love. COVID-19 is still around, so let's keep at it. Let's continue to protect ourselves properly. We're fighting the virus, and we're up to the task. That's why on public transit, we all have to wear a mask.
All against one. All against COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Look, Mummy, there's a large creature eating me biscuit.
Wow, kid, your breakfast tastes like gravel.
I would fancy something tasty.
Hey, try some of these.
Scrumptious nummies with meaty bits.
It's me new British Choco Puffies with real nuggets of blood sausage. Still turns the milk pink and tarty, and moms love it because it's got fluoride.
So me teeth don't fall out.
That's right, Snaggletooth.
I fancy you, Chucky.
Get some sun, Ringo. Hey, I'm off to France.
Radio. Better than the internet. No reading required.
This is Monica Passos for CKUT.
There's other radio stations?
Stop putting your TV set on, please.
Doobie-doobie-doo. Bye-bye.
Okay, and so my set begins with some music and perhaps some spoken word. In some ways, in observance of the weekend that we're broadcasting here at Drastic Plastic, Good Friday and the Easter weekend. But it's also, from what I understand now, a weekend or a time in this month of April that is observing, of course, Passover and Ramadan, which I believe is coinciding all at the same time, which I believe is a rarity. Now, I'm not someone with a very strict observance to any one particular faith. I'm Christian by denomination, but my understanding of the story is of that, a somewhat of an observance to that. But I think it's interesting to maybe listen to the observance of someone like Marc Maron, who is a comedian that will be showing up at Just for Laughs and perhaps puts a better perspective on it when we try to understand religions not of our own and try to put a grasp of understanding on that. So let's leave things now in the very capable hands and in the microphone of comedian Marc Maron right here on the Drastic Plastic program.
My neighborhood is, let's just do it. Let's get through it. I don't know a lot about religion. I'm not very sophisticated with that stuff. I just don't, was never, you know, given, I don't have a God in place, and that doesn't seem to concern me. Like, I'll just deal with my weird discomfort existentially with, you know, with food and, you know, masturbating and, you know, movies. Like, just keep feeding the hole. I don't know why that... Isn't that what being American is all about? Isn't that... I got a gig in North Carolina, in Raleigh, North Carolina. I booked a gig on Easter weekend, and I didn't even know it was Easter weekend. All right, so I booked a gig. They're sending a neurotic, godless, angry Jew to the American South on arguably the most Jesus-y weekend of the year. And I didn't know anything about, like, I don't know anything about it. I know who Jesus is. I know he was a man. Like, I know he had a beard. I know he took the hit for everybody. I get the concept. I get the concept of the Jesus religion. Oh, you think you got it bad? Get a load of that guy. Cancer, huh? That's sad. Look at Jesus. Your dog is sick. But, you know, I'm an empathetic person. Like, I figured that out. I learned empathy. Like, I always had it, but I had to re-engage it. You know, I didn't know what the word empathy meant for a long time, and I didn't really experience it very effectively during that time. But now I kind of know what it means. I think, like, for me, the working definition of empathy is being able to put yourself in the place of the person you're yelling at. Like, I think that's the primer. That's how I learned it. So I'm going to the South, and I'm starting to feel like empathy for the people that are going to be in my audience. That it's an important weekend for that have Jesus in their heart, and might still believe, and I don't want to be rude to them. And I like Christians that are like, yeah, I grew up with it, but I don't got it anymore. So it's like he's just out of your heart. He just goes, but he's close by, right? Like in a pinch, he's back, right? Like Jesus is he's just down at the drugstore having a Coke, right? You just picture Jesus at the counter of a drugstore, like, oh shit, he thinks he has something on his dick. I gotta, all right. What? Yeah, I don't know what that is either. Why don't you go to a doctor? I hope it works out okay. Oh shit, he's on an airplane. What? What do you want? I don't know if it's gonna crash. Yeah, it's scary. It is scary. Okay. So my first gig is Good Friday, and I don't know anything about it. I genuinely do not know what it is. So I'm in my hotel room in North Carolina, and I Google Jesus. And I read a little bit, and then I'm taken to the Good Friday wiki. And I read a little bit, and what I learned fairly quickly is that was not a good day for Jesus. At all, really. Arguably the worst day of Jesus' life. And I don't know, those of you who are hanging on to hopes that he'll come back, maybe one of the reasons he's not is the cold, hard, literal irony of calling that day by that name. Maybe you should rally a little grassroots momentum towards the Pope to change the fucking name to something more honest, like the worst fucking day of Jesus' life day. And then maybe Jesus would be like, all right, that was a nice gesture. I'll go down and see if I can salvage some of those morons. And by morons, I don't mean anyone in here. So, okay. Let's stay in it. It's all going to turn around. I want to make sure I got this in the can. Good Friday. Let me see if I can get it right. Jesus is in trouble. He's standing before Pilate. Pilate's like, oh, this guy. Oh, God, I don't want to deal with this. Go to the Jews. Let Herod deal with you. Jesus goes to Herod. In my mind, Herod goes, oi, oi, oi. What am I going to do with this guy? Troublemaker, this one. Some Christian came up to me after a show, and he said, you know, Herod wasn't a Jew. I'm like, don't buzzkill with truth. So then Herod goes, go back to Pilate. I don't want to deal with this. And then Jesus goes back to Pilate, and Pilate's like, why are you back? I don't want anything to do with this. Let's ask the crowd what to do. What should we do with Jesus? And the crowd goes, kill him! That's the story, right? So Jesus died because of a shitty crowd? I've had that experience.
Easter Sunday, we were walking. Easter Sunday.
dying, trying as I rise tonight.
Here come old Flattop, he come, proving up slowly, he got juju eyeball, he won, holy roller, he got hair down to his knee, got to be a joker, he just do what he please. He wear no shoe shine, he got toe jam football, he got monkey finger, he shoot Coca-Cola, he said, I know you, you know me, one thing I can tell you is you got to be free, come together, right now. Over me. He bagged reduction, he got walrus gumboot, he got oh no sideboard, he won spinal cracker, he got beef down below his knees. Hold you in his armchair, you can feel his disease. Come together, right now, over me. Looking cause he's so hard to see. Come together, right now.
Over me.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Okay, and welcome back. What we just heard in that last set. Gosh, when you want to talk about the rising of the dead, how about this particular band? Originally from Chicago, they have not recorded an album in almost 11 and 12 years. So I pretty much thought that they were literally dissolved and gone with. But no, that's not the case with these supersonic storybook scenesters of the 90s. We're talking about Urge Overkill. Indeed, they are back. A brand new album reuniting Nash Cato and Eddie the King Rouser. The album is called We, and it's a real good album when you put it into context of their earliest material back in the 90s. Urge Overkill, they're back. And the song that we heard from their new album, that was a song called Forgiven. Before that, it was a band called Snooper, and they I think, had released this as a cassette recording of the Beatles Come Together, and you can check it out on Bandcamp, and it's actually kind of an interesting song. They pretty much took that cassette and ran it through its rigors of speeds and tones and recording biases, and came up with, I don't know, sounded pretty interesting. Again, Snooper from Bandcamp, and of course the Beatles Come Together. And prior to that, it was Patti Smith from the classic album of 1978, title track Easter. That's got to go out to my brother Steve, who he was the biggest Patti Smith fan. For some reason, I think that he was tuned into her and her spoken word almost simultaneously as he was tuned into her music. And I still remember listening to him playing Patti Smith in his room and just knocking on the door going, "Hey, who is that?" And he goes, "It's Patti Smith." And he would tell me the whole story behind her. And he was pretty much the guy who tuned me into her sound and her words. So that was the title track from her 1978 album, Easter. And of course, we started things off with Marc Maron and just a whole bunch of religious observations. If you're a Marc Maron fan and you listen to his podcast or checked out some of his albums, you may want to check him out. He's going to be at the Just for Laughs here, 2022 Just for Laughs. There's a Marc Maron gala. There's a couple of Marc Maron specials that you can check out. So if you like that, you definitely should grab some tickets to go see Marc Maron at the Just for Laughs this year. More music for you. You are listening to the Drastic Plastic program right here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
If your dolly's got a pain that hurts her a little back, could be something that she ate or just a mild heart attack. Better safe than sorry, just open up her chest. Make sure she won't go into a cardiac arrest. Kitco's got a toy that'll make her heart start beating. It's got little plastic paddles and band-aids to stop her bleeding.
Sponge.
The paddles on her chest count to three and zap away.
Clear!
And watch your Kitco defibrillator bring her back to life today.
The Kitco defibrillator, because cardiopulmonary resuscitation can be fun.
Radio. It's like TV without all the colors.
Sound.
C. K.
U.
T. T. 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
And now it's off to Strange Way Studios for another segment from our man from Manchester.
All transmitters to pull, all receivers to boost. This is London calling. This is London calling.
And we are back. Next up on my segment, that of Armitage Shanks, your man from Manchester, is Warm Doucher off their new album, brand new in 22. It's called At the Hotspot, and the track I'll be playing for you is the one that starts the album, Live at the Hotspot, here on Drastic Plastic, CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
Hello, little piggies. It's Trampa here. Welcome to Chapter 4 of this story. Pull off your skivvies and pull up a chair, because here we go. This little piggy went to the market. This little piggy stayed at home. This little piggy had canned meat, and this little piggy had none. But this little piggy went wee, wee, wee all the way to the hot spot and spent all his money finding love at the freak show.
I got 3 bags of goodness for this. Oh!
I'm gonna spend all this money. Yep, can feel it in my bones. Jimmy, Jim, Jim, a little spike in his hand. What's up, Lucy? Smelling good as usual. Lexi. What's up? Yep. Pull them pants up, man. With a rock. On my heels, ladies and gentlemen. It's blue. Oh, yeah, yep, yep. I haven't felt this good since now. At the hot spot. Now it's cool, chill. I got this.
And what we just heard was Worm Doucher from their brand new album At the Hotspot, the track Live at the Hotspot, followed up by Carwin Ellis, who is from Wales, and Rio 18, who is from Brazil, as accompanied by the Wales National Orchestra on the just exquisite track Ola. Just love it. One of the very favorite things I've heard thus far in 2022. And closed up the set with Amel and the Sniffers off their album Comfort to Me and the track Hurts. And yes, those of you that know Amel and the Sniffers, they are a Melbourne, Australia band. However, they really have been breaking big in the UK thanks to lead singer Amy Taylor's collaboration with Slayford Mods. And just love their two albums, the first being self-titled, the second, Comfort to Me, the one that we just heard the track off. So before leaving and passing the controls back to Doug Ford, I've got to mention, Doug and I on Tuesday have a very, very big game between us. Doug being the erstwhile Liverpool fan, myself being the consummate Manchester United fan. A lot at stake for both teams, and, well, let's see what happens. In any case, thanks for listening to my set. This is Armitage Shanks passing things back to Doug. I'm your man from Manchester, and remember, I'm just taking the piss.
And indeed, this will wrap up tonight's Drastic Plastic program. In programming notes, don't forget, next week on Drastic Plastic, Amigo Mark will be joining us to make it a full-fledged Three Amigos edition. And at 11 o'clock, don't forget, 27th Hour of Chaos, Horror, and Disorder will be up with the Captain and Deadbeat Doug, so stick around to that. And to go to our man from Manchester, indeed, our two beloved teams face off on Tuesday. Manchester United visits the fortress of Anfield. Liverpool will be waiting, so why not finish off with this track? A band beloved, I think, by both of us, hailing from Manchester. Let's go to Marquis Smith and the Fall from the album Band Sinister from 1986. This is the classic R.O.D., and the Fall. See you again next week. Good night.
Hide my honor before. Radio listeners, you are tuned to CKUT 90.3 FM and the 27th hour of chaos, horror, and disorder. It's on the air. I'm the captain. Tonight, for the 18th of April, 2022, it's Easter Monday. Little Easter, everybody. So, I've arranged for a show all about Jesus and Jesus-y things. So, my strong recommendation to you is to turn it up all the way and hang on tight, because this is the 27th hour. Ha 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 ha